Good morning. This is Monk Allen from the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. My subject this morning is stories from my school. Stories from my school. Well, I'm telling stories, but I'm telling stories from my experiences going on trip, because even going on trip, on a trip, means to be in school. School never ends. I'm always in school. And going on a trip, even with my teacher or mentor, it's most interesting. You would think you're always tested. Naturally, you're tested by yourself. But having the teacher next to you gives you a bigger boost. Anyhow, talking from my last journey to Africa, I had a couple of most interesting experiences. And every journey, every trip is different. I have been now traveling a couple of times with Dr. Beile, and every time there are new tests to see how much I stick to the philosophy, how much I stick to what I believe about myself. One thing which is very impressive when we are going through the custom, I'm often holding my breath even, standing behind Dr. Beile, going through the sensor of the custom to see if there's anything metal in his pockets, or the security. It's a most challenging experience for me, because most of the time it peeped the security. And even if he has nothing in his pockets and he is standing there with his arms open and everybody is touching him and feeling where he could have maybe a pair of scissors or a knife, he's just innocently standing there and letting them do. And for me, it's every time a test of pure attitude. And I'm asking myself, why is he doing that? Because I know he has nothing, but still it gives a response. Quite likely because I think it makes a noise. But it's a lot of fun anyhow. This time on our journey, I was sitting next to Dr. Beile, and he enthusiastically had just bought a little gadget, a fantastic gadget, where he could listen music. Oh, he loved this gadget, and he showed it to me before we went on trip. He showed it to everybody during our trip. And the first thing when we entered the airplane was to put this gadget in his ears so he could listen to music and not be disturbed by anything and anyone. So traveling from San Diego to Europe, practically I watched him enjoying his music. Practically I enjoyed seeing him enjoying his music. We flew from Switzerland to Lagos and from Lagos to Accra. But he constantly was listening to music. But one day, one very strange day, it just got to me. He was sitting there listening to his music, and I turned to him and I wanted to talk, and he said, "I can't understand you." And I'm saying, of course you cannot understand me with this thing in your ears. And from this day on, the music was shut off and the little precious gadget was put aside with the words, I will never use it again. Hard test in school for me, but that's what school is all about. One day we were in Africa and Dr. Bailey said, these trousers, they are too big for me. I need to do something to sew them. And I said, well, you surely have smaller trousers, which fit you well. No, I want to wear these trousers. Although these trousers were already not the newest and cleanest one, he took them, took a needle and asked for a needle and asked for a thread and started sewing them behind so that they fitted him. During the lectures he gave in front of hundreds of people, he didn't care how these trousers looked because these stitches were very, very obvious. Whenever he turned, his trousers were just stitched. It was properly done, but it was surely not done like a professional would do it. You would say, so what? Yes, so what? This is still what I'm learning, attitude. It's constantly being in school, traveling with my teacher, traveling alone. If it's not my teacher with me, it's somebody else who challenges me. But I am always in school. One day Dr. Bailey said to me, while we were in Nigeria, well, what do we have in Ghana? Do we have any program in Ghana? If we have no program in Ghana, we are leaving instantly and we're going home. And I said, no. We will have a beautiful program. Every day we will have something. These are temptations of falling in the trap, really to stick to my plan. I had planned, we have every day a program in Ghana. We have a great time in Ghana. We had a great time in Nigeria. And so it will go on. Being with your teacher means to be challenged. But being within myself and knowing that whenever I put the cause in motion and know what my dream is, it is done. And I stick with it. Well, stories from the school. I can write a book about it, and it's fun. And I love my teacher, although he is often a challenge for me. But here I am still with him, and I'm still learning, and I have fun being in school. I love you.
Good morning. This is Monk Inga from the Absolute Monastery in Kempo. This morning I talk about smile. What is a smile? A smile is a divine thermometer. When I read it, I realize what is going on in my heart, in my soul, in my mind. I get a picture of the gentleness and kindness I radiate out and of the positive living thoughts I cherish with myself in my mind. I say to myself, I like me, I like me, I like me. And from the eyes brightening up, I see that it is, that I can say I like me. That is a mirror of what I say. And I see the corners of my mouth slightly upward and notice my face. It has a kind of smile. Yes. I take a mirror and scrutinize my facial expression for my amusement. I notice the slight wrinkles around the eyes, and with a soft touch I say to them, I accept you. I love you. You are me, and I am you. An expression of the divine presence living in me. I love my body, the temple of the living God, of the divine presence, and I love my face, and regardless of the age, I say I am 25, and the same attitude I demonstrate even in the outer. I am a happy being from within. I know every smile I radiate from the divine center of my being is a confirmation of the unlimited spiritual potentiality. It is the expression of happiness and joy from within, of living, speaking positive words, and of affirmations as of, I say, of truth. I have fun in living in this attitude of contentment, and I am it. I am a blessing to the wondrous world and appearances I create for me in this environment. Yes, with a smile I underline the belief in myself and the brilliance in the spiritual talents I apply in prayer, in meditation, in healing treatments, in every area of the duties I do. A smile from within is a magical tool. I believe it and call it the key of conscious choice. With this key, I enter with all my mind and heart into the delight of the spiritual me. I play in being my God self and having fun wherever I am. I am a happy being, and as I am a lover and giver, with a smile from within, I bestow unconditional love to whomever I meet. A smile is an inexpensive way to improve my looks, that everyone I meet deserves to be greeted with a smile. Yeah, this is true, and this is a thing everybody, I think, likes it. I smile from within and energize every cell of the divine human body I live in. I put a cause in motion, and with a smile from within, I give wings to it. I give wings to the dream I dream of. I know and believe in myself and in the omnipresence, omniscience, and omnipotence that I am, thanks to the God within me. For instance, I type a long letter to my sister and was happy to finish it, and I'm sure that I saved it. But in saving the last moment, I push a different button than I should. Well, I was so unhappy. Said, but it must be in the computer. I saved it. It is somewhere. And I continued to thinking, it is on the computer. It is there. And the miracle came out. One day I checked in its special directory, and there I find at the end of the titles my letter, the letter which I had written. I had saved it. Could be that I did not remember the name under which I saved, but I got it back, because I continuously was thinking, it is there, it is in the computer, and I find it. And so it happened. This means believing in myself and even smiling when something unhappy comes along the way, just believing in myself. Everything turns out a blessing for me. A smile from within is a magical tool. I believe in it, in this definition, and call it the key of conscious choice. With this kind of key, I open the door to the game I play in the relative world, in being my God self and having fun wherever I am. I am a happy being. Yes, I am a happy being. And I am a lover and giver and receiver of good things and ideas. This is smile from within. I distribute unconditional love to whomever I meet. For instance, a baby in its crib smiles, and in that smile I see the expression and contentment and innocence of that baby. I see the baby opening the mouth and the attempt to communicate to me something of what the baby thinks and sees at that very moment. I like this claiming for attention, the desire to say, I am here, I love you, do you see me? I want to be in your arms and to talk to you in a direct way. I know everything, and I love you to tell you all about it. I know who I am. I am God what I am. I affirm this, I like me, and I find it is the very most beautiful affirmation I can ever say, and say it easily wherever I am. I am the gardener of my soul, of my consciousness, and I am the one who plants the positive seeds, positive words into it, and I spread it around, and then they grow and grow, and the plants are a delight for everybody. Smile from within empowers the delight of the game of being my God self and having fun. Yes, smiling keeps me always happy and being ready to do everything I'm asked to do. Well, this is all at this moment I like to say about what I think about the smile and what is important. The smile for me has a smile for me. I love you and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.